This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The railways has started a high-level inquiry into the incident of stampede at the New Delhi railway station last night in which 18 people lost their lives. Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railway Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay said a two-member high-level inquiry committee has been constituted to probe the stampede incident. Mr. Upadhyay said among the 18 people who lost their lives include 11 women and 5 children, while 13 others were injured in the stampede. Soon after commencing its inquiry, the panel gave orders to secure all video footage of the New Delhi railway station. Officials said that the stampede was preceded by a swell in crowd of passengers waiting to board trains to Prayagraj. Meanwhile, Delhi police have also launched an investigation into the incident, saying it will analyse CCTV footage to determine the sequence of events before the chaos erupted. The President, the Prime Minister and Railways, Home and Defence Minister have expressed grief over the incident. The Northern Railways have announced a compensation of 10 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased, while those who sustained serious injuries will be compensated with 2.5 lakh rupees. Individuals with minor injuries will receive 1 lakh rupees. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar also announced ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to the kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured hailing from the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Bharat Tech 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Bharat Tech, a major global event, is being held since Friday and will continue till tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that the event brings together the entire textile value chain from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one roof.
Bharat Tech's platform is the textile industry's largest and most comprehensive event, comprising a mega expo spread across two venues and showcasing the entire textile ecosystem. It will also feature a global scale conference with over 70 sessions, roundtables, panel discussions and masterclasses. The exhibition will also feature special innovation and startup pavilions. It will also include hackathons-based startup pitch fest and innovation fests, tech tanks, and design challenges, providing funding opportunities for startups through leading investors. This event is expected to attract policymakers and global CEOs, over 5,000 exhibitors, 6,000 international buyers from over 120 countries, among various other visitors. With Pallavi, Suparna Saikia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Gujarat, peaceful voting is underway for local body elections in the state. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 p.m. Long queues of voters were seen at the polling stations since morning. The state election system has also made special arrangements for the elderly and disabled voters. A total of 5,084 candidates are contesting the elections to local bodies. Counting of votes will be held on Tuesday. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today delivered the keynote address at the 8th Indian Ocean Conference at Muscat in Oman. He said the meeting is taking place at a time when there is a considerable churn in world affairs. He highlighted maritime partnerships and talked about how Indian Ocean Conference is bringing many partners together. Delhi Police celebrated its 78th Raising Day today with a grand ceremonial parade at Kingsway Camp Parade Ground. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai took the salute as chief guest in the presence of Delhi Police Commissioner Sanjay Arora. A climate conference on the theme of faith and climate change was held today at Mahakumbh in Prayagraj on the theme Kumbh Ki Aastha Evam Jalvayu Parivartan. The conference was inaugurated by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. During the event, the Chief Minister highlighted the ingrained values of climate conservation in Indian culture. In cricket, Gujarat Giants will take on UP Warriors in the third match of the Women's Premier League today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara. In the Indian Super League football, East Bengal will face Mohammedan Sporting in Kolkata today. The match is set to start at 7:30 p.m. The league phase will conclude on 12th March. The top two teams at the end of the league stage will automatically qualify for the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.